Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is in a somewhat reflective, if not somber, mood, and breaks some rather interesting ground. Not at first. Praising the fair youth's looks has become a rather well-trodden path by the time we get around to Sonnet 20, but an interesting one in his comparisons. In the first quatrain, Uncle Will jumps in regarding the beautiful face of the young man, saying that his is more beautiful than a woman's, because nature herself painted it, naturally, not relying on the artifice of makeup. He says that the young man is both the master and mistress of his passion, going on to say that he has the gentle heart of a woman, but without a woman's fickleness, that seems to be all the rage in polite society.
A woman's face, with nature's own hand painted, hast thou, the master mistress of my passion. A woman's gentle heart, but not acquainted with shifting change, as is false woman's fashion.
William continues his gender collation by gushing that the young man's eyes light up everything he looks upon, claiming that they are not only brighter than those of the female persuasion, crucially, lacking their deception of coquettishness, but his gaze alone casts all he looks upon with a golden hue. Uncle Will goes on to say that our fair youth embodies all that is best in male qualities, which catches the eyes of other men and fills the souls of women with amazement.
An eye more bright than theirs, less false in rolling, gilding the object whereupon it gazeth. A man in hue, all hues in his controlling, which steals man's eyes and woman's souls amazeth.
In the third quatrain, it gets interesting. Uncle Will says our fair youth was first intended to be a woman, but as Mother Nature was making him, she fell so passionately in love with him that she decided to make, shall we say, an addition. An addition that Uncle Will says now deprives him of the young man's affections and keeping him always out of reach, socially and romantically speaking.
And for a woman wert thou first created, till nature, as she wrought thee, fell a-doting, and by addition me of thee defeated, by adding one thing to my purpose nothing.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will puts on his punning cap with the first sentence, saying Mother Nature pricked or equipped him, shall we say, for the pleasure of womankind. Therefore, Uncle Will says that if you must give your body to them, give your love to me.
But since she pricked thee out for woman's pleasure, mine be thy love, and thy love's use, their treasure.
Now, I don't know whether I'm guilty of reading current values into a sonnet about Uncle Will's Elizabethan feelings of love, sexuality, and social norms, but this does seem to be an important thread in understanding the overall tapestry of William's work. Just don't pull that thread too hard into the 21st century values, or it could unravel altogether. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.